我们这次宣道讲习会的主题是固守真道的奥秘。
The theme for this National Evangelical Workers Workshop is to hold on to the mystery of the faith.
那我们一想到奥秘，到底是什么？
What do we think of when we hear the word mystery?
那如果我们看所有的教材，到最后发现，是我们教会的基本教义。
If we look through the resources here, we find that it is the basic doctrines of our church.
那我被安排用三节的课程跟大家来学习基本教义。
I have been assigned three sessions to share the basic doctrines.
如果我们看最后英文是 D1 到 D3, 中文是 D4 到 D6.
If we look to section D,
那这个主要就是我们教会有出大家大概还记得，后面可能也有，我们教会有出一张1988年美国总会印的，对，美国总会印的这个小单子。
And this is based on the small basic doctrine card that was printed some time ago.
为什么会印这一张？
Why was this printed?
就是有很多的信徒发现要跟慕道者谈道理，这个圣经节这么多，那要从哪里去找？
The reason was because when preaching, the believers had a hard time finding all of the Bible verses.
那后来就把比较重要的圣经节就浓缩成一张，就夹在圣经里面。
The more important verses were consolidated into this one card, and this could be kept within the Bible.
那所以这一张还是适用的。
This is still a useful card.
因为真理是不变的。
Because the truth is unchanging.
所以我们也可以拿一张就夹在圣经里面。
We can take one of these cards and keep it in our Bible.
那上一次有个弟兄提到，这个为什么十大教义只提六条？
Last time there was a brother who asked, why are only 6 out of the 10 basic doctrines included here?
为什么没有印十条？
Why doesn't it show all 10?
因为我们知道真耶稣教会有十大基本信条。
In the True Jesus Church, there are 10 basic doctrines.
然后有五大教义。
And five teachings.
那这个五大教义是在十大基本信条里面。
These five teachings are included within the 10 basic doctrines.
那所谓五大教义，就是我们教会在神的启示下所有独特的教义。
The five teachings are those that have been revealed under the Holy Spirit.
这五条跟一般教会都不一样。
And these five teachings are different and unique to our church.
所以这一章子主要是五大教义。
Therefore, this card is recording these five teachings.
那最后加一个就是教会。
Finally, the last section is showing the church.
那为什么加上教会？
Why did it include the church?
因为如果五大教义我们了解又能接受又能相信。
Because if we can understand and believe the five teachings.
结论就是独一真教会。
The conclusion is the one true church.
所以我们跟慕道朋友在谈道理。
When we are chatting with our truth-seeking friends,
我们也可以第一章就讲独一真教会。
We could start off with the one true church.
但是如果我们讲越多，你会发现很难讲。
But the more we talk about the one true church, the harder we will find it.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为一个慕道朋友还没有明白道理。
Because when a truth seeker has not yet come to understand the truth,
我们一下就要推销独一真教会很难。
It is very difficult for them to accept this belief of the one true church.
他只要问一个问题，请你翻开圣经，哪里有讲真耶稣教会？
If they ask, where in the Bible does it say the one true church?
就翻不出来了。
We can't find it.
但是如果这个五大教义都了解，
But if they come to an understanding of the five teachings,
到最后他自然自己会有一个结论。
In the end, they will approach this conclusion themselves.
身体只有一个。
Which is there's only one body.
那个身体其实就是真耶稣教会。
And that body is the true Jesus Church.
这是自然的结论。
It is a natural conclusion.
所以我们把这个教会就包括进去，就变成六个。
For this reason, we included the church in this card.
那我们现在先来想为什么要学习教义。
First, let us think why we need to learn doctrine.
所有的教会里面，大概真耶稣教会特别强调教义。
In every church, and I think in the Jesus Church, teaching and education is emphasized.
所以一般基督教界里面对我们教会有一个评语。
Most Christian churches have this perception of us.
我们是什么 legalistic 还是什么？很注重律法。
Which is that our church is a legalistic church.
那为什么我们会强调教义？
Why is it that we emphasize doctrine?
那一般的基督教强调什么？
What do other mainstream Christian churches emphasize?
一般的基督教强调爱。
Most will emphasize love.
所以我们有时候常常会看到教会里面有时候很少数的信徒也开始说我们只要强调爱就好了。
Sometimes we will see a minority that will say we should just emphasize love.
不要强调教义。
We should not focus on doctrine.
那为什么也要强调教义？
Why is it important to also emphasize doctrine?
以弗所书第一章说教会是基督的身体。
In Ephesians chapter 1, it says that the church is the body of Christ.
接下去说是充满万有者所充满的。
And it is filled with with God.
充满万有者。我们看以弗所书第一章。
That's referred to Ephesians chapter 1.
第一章二十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 33.
二十三节。
Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
充满万有者就是神。
The fullness of him is referring to God.
教会是神所充满的。
And the church is filled by God.
好，那神是什么？
And who is God?
当然神是爱。
Of course, God is love.
所以教会强调爱，这是绝对对的，而且也是必须的。
Therefore, it is correct and necessary for the church to have love.
因为神的本质就是爱。
Because the nature of God is love.
如果教会没有爱，这个教会已经失去神的同在。
If the church does not have love, then it has lost the presence and abidance of God.
但是如果教会只强调爱而已。
But if the church only focuses on love,
这个教会是有偏差的。
Then it has departed from the truth.
因为代主有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Because if there is the fullness of God, and then the truth is God.
所以如果神同在的教会，一定会有道理。
Therefore, the church that has the abidance of God will have the truth and the
doctrine. 而且主耶稣也吩咐门徒。
Also, the Lord Jesus Christ instructed his disciples.
你们要去传福音。
You are to preach the gospel.
然后神就会用神迹奇事证实所传的道。
And God will manifest with miracles and signs.
所以最后马太福音最后就门徒去传福音。
Then at the end of Matthew, it says the disciples went and preached.
圣经不是说门徒去传神的爱。
The Bible does not say the disciples went to spread the love of God.
门徒去传福音。
But rather that they went out to preach the gospel.
我们现在看马太最后一章。
Let's turn to the last chapter of Matthew.
二十八节。二十八章的二十节。
Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
教会怎么让充满万有者所充满呢？
How is the church filled with the fullness of him?
怎么让神来同在呢？
How is God to abide?
凡我所教训你们都要遵守。
It is by teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you.
神的教训就是圣经的道理。
The teachings of God are contained in the Bible.
道就是神。
Therefore, the truth is God.
所以当这个教会用圣经的道理这样一直调到跟主耶稣的教训一样，神就同在了。
When the church that teaches according to the teachings of Jesus Christ, then God will abide.
当我们的生活观念思想用神的话一直调到跟圣经一样，神就跟我们同在。
When our life thoughts and actions are aligned with the truth, then God abides with us.
那第三个神就是灵。
Thirdly, God is spirit.
那这个灵跟道是合在一起的。
Spirit and truth are connected.
所以我们传的道理完全，圣灵就降临。
If the truth is absolute, then the Holy Spirit descends.
如果传的道理不完全，圣灵就不会降临。
If the truth is incomplete, then the Spirit will not descend.
所以为什么我们教会会很强调基本教义？
And this is the reason why the church will emphasize basic doctrines.
因为教会是神所充满的。
It is because the church is filled with God.
神就是道，神就是灵，神也是爱。
God is truth, spirit, and love.
那我们学习基本教义、啊、有两个重要的功用。
There are two main functions of learning basic doctrines.
第一个，我们的信仰有根基。
First, our faith will be rooted.、哦、
我们知道我们在信什么。
We will know what we believe in.
所以、哦、我们信仰才能够持守得稳。
Then we will be able to remain steadfast in our faith.
如果我们不知道我们在信什么。
If we do not know what we believe in.
很容易被动摇。
It is easy to be shifted.
所以、我们看到有的人很热心传福音。
We see that some are very zealous in preaching the gospel.
那传到最后对自己的信仰动摇。
But when they preach until the end, then they start wavering in their own faith.
哦，基督教这么兴盛，人这么多。
The Christianity is so popular and there are so many believers.
那你说我们这教会，如果是真的，为什么人这么少？
Then we may ask, if this is a true church, why are the believers so few?
哦，用人的多少来质疑教会是不是传真理？
And
传的是不是真理
？People measure the membership, and compare that to whether or not we are preaching the truth.、
哦、当然，我们在乎，我们需要努力让教会人数增加。
Of course, we do care the increase of our membership.
但是我们要知道，主耶稣讲过。
However, we need to know that Lord Jesus Christ said、
哦、说要进窄门。
That we need to enter through the narrow gate.
啊、哦，引到永生，那门是小的。
The path to eternal life is narrow.
里面的路也是难走的。
And the path is difficult.
但是到最后是得救。
But it comes to eternal salvation.
引到灭亡，门是宽的。
But the gate to destruction is wide.
那路好走。
And it's an easy path.
啊，所以，但是到最后是灭亡。
But it comes to the end of destruction.
啊，那如果我们看所谓的 mega church 啊，人很多，几千人的教会。
If we think about mega churches with a great membership,
他们的得救很简单。
Their salvation is very easy.
心里相信，口里承认就得救了。
If they believe in their hearts, they receive salvation.
哦，这个是门太宽了，非常宽了。
And this is a very wide gate.
心里相信，口里承认就得救了。
If they believe in their heart and say it with their mouth, then they have received salvation.
第二个，你进到这个里面以后，
and once you enter,
你就发现。
Then
you 他们对做基督徒的条件很少讲。
They have very few requirements to being a Christian.
舍己背十字架跟从耶稣，这个很少讲。
They don't talk about sacrificing ourselves and taking on the cross.
大部分都在讲信耶稣能够给我们什么好处。
They only talk about how to gain from believing in Christ.
而且他所强调的好处，大部分是强调在今生。
And most of the benefits that they talk about are in this life.
而且大部分是强调在物质上跟肉体上。
And most of them are material and physical blessings.
这是人看得见、摸得到、体验得到的。
This is something that we can feel, see, touch, experience.
所以可以吸引很多人。
And therefore it attracts many followers.
第二个，我们看这个所谓 mega church 对罪没有立场。
We also see that there is not a standpoint about sin.
对教义没有立场。
And then there's not an emphasis towards doctrine.
哦，所以这个里面有很多不同教会的人。
There are a lot of different types of believers.
所以他是传一般性的教义。
And they teach a general doctrine.
哦，因此他没有特别的教义。
In other words, there's not a special.
哦，特别的教义就是要求圣灵。
Special doctrine being to ask for the Holy Spirit.
要什么方式来洗礼。
And how to baptize.
要守安息日。
And to observe the Sabbath.
这些都没有讲。
There is nothing spoken about these.
他为什么不讲？
Why don't they speak?
因为如果他强调每一个特别的教义，啊，人数就会流失。
Because if they emphasize these special doctrines, then they will lose their membership.
他如果对罪采取立场，
and if they take a stand when it comes to sin,
人就会流失。
People will also leave.
所以你问他堕胎，他没有立场。
They won't say anything about abortion.
问他同性恋，他没有立场。
They won't say anything about homosexuality.
问他离婚再婚，他没有立场。
And divorce and remarriage, they also do not speak about that.
所以我们在基督教界里面，不要被人数的多少来质疑我们传的是对还是错。
In the Christian world, we should not use the ruler of membership numbers to determine the truthfulness.
我们绝对希望得救的人越来越多。
We certainly want there to be more and more people coming to salvation.
但是同时我们对所传的道理要忠于圣经。
At the same time, we need to focus on the truth in the Bible.
所以我们领受基本教育，第一个可以坚固我们自己的信仰。
Therefore, we receive the basic doctrine so that we can be steadfast in our own faith.
所以有时候我们看到教会里面有很少数的对自己的信仰已经没有办法坚持。
Sometimes we will see that a segment of the church cannot remain strong in their faith.
因为跟基督教界接触以后，好像没有人愿意接受。
Because after interacting with other Christians, they feel that their beliefs cannot be accepted.
当没有人愿意接受我们的教义的时候，我们就试着一直去修正，修到是不是有人能够接受我们修正过的这个教义。
And when others cannot accept our beliefs, then we start to modify it until the point that we think they can accept it.
那我们又发现说，想要修正真耶稣教会来吸引人入教的，到最后也找不到一个。
But after we modified these doctrines, we still find that people are not attracted by them.
那到最后，如果我们去传修正过的教义来到我们教会，将来在教会持守也不会久。
If we then start preaching based on this revised doctrine, then we also cannot remain steadfast in the church.
所以学习教义第一个要坚固我们的信仰根基。
First, we study the basic doctrine so that we can be rooted in our faith.
我们了解基本教义，我们更觉得我们教会是很宝贵的。
If we understand the basic doctrines, we will cherish our church.
那第二个就是有做见证的材料。
Secondly, the basic doctrines give us a basis for testifying.
我们常常发现有的信徒在传福音全部都在讲见证。
We often find that when believers are preaching, they often spend a lot of time sharing their testimonies.
见证是神的恩典，不错。
And the testimonies are the grace of God.
但是如果传福音只讲见证，这是不够的。
But if when we preach, we only emphasize the testimonies, then this is not sufficient.
因为门徒是去传福音，是传道理。
The disciples were teaching the gospel, the doctrine.
然后神用神迹奇事来证明这个道理。
And God supported this gospel through signs and miracles.
所以我们去传是要传道理。
Therefore, when we preach, we are preaching the truth.
这样听到这个慕道朋友信仰才有根基。
Then the truth seekers will have a root to their faith.
如果他真的明白真耶稣教会的教义，
if they truly understand the teachings of the true Jesus
Church, 信仰又有体验，
they will have an experience in their spirituality.
发现他的根基很稳固。
Then they will be well rooted.
但是如果他只有体验，
but if they only have experiences,
信对道理不懂，
and they don't understand the truth,
有一天他也可能离开，又跑到其他教会去。
One day they may depart and go to another church.
所以我们在接触慕道者，当然要谈一些体验见证。
Of course, we should share some of our personal experiences when we are reaching out to truth seekers.
因为神是可以摸得到的。
Because God can be touched.
但是我们要传真理。
At the same time, we must emphasize the truth.
因为真理是得救的一条道路。
Because the truth is the path to salvation.
所以为什么教义这么重要？
These are the reasons why basic doctrine is so important.
好，那我们再来想另外一个问题，在进入洗礼之前。
Before we enter into the doctrine of water baptism, let us think upon this.
我们跟一般基督教界的朋友在传福音。
When we are preaching to other Christians,
一开始不要把他们全部讲作异端了。
And we shouldn't call them heretics.
你们就是魔鬼的工作，只有我们才是对的。
We should not start off by saying that you are the devil's work and we are the only ones who are right.
保罗在亚略巴谷传道。
When Paul was preaching,
就是现在的雅典。
In Athens,
他说我知道你们凡事都很敬畏鬼神。
And he said to them, I know that you worship the gods.
他也就尊重他们信仰。
He showed respect for their beliefs.
但是你们有一个神不认识。
But here there is an unknown God.
所以有一个牌子叫卫士之神。
And this place is dedicated to this unknown God.
今天我告诉你们这个神。
And today I will teach you about this unknown God.
所以保罗在对满城都是偶像的雅典人。
Paul was preaching to these idolaters in
Athens. 他先接受他们拜神的本能。
First,He acknowledged their ability to worship a deity.
然后介绍一个他们不认识的神。
Then introduced a god that they did not know.
因此我们跟一般基督徒在接触。
Therefore, when we are interacting with other Christians,
可以先强调我们共同的地方。
We can first emphasize common ground.
再强调不同的地方。
And then the distinctions.
为什么要这样讲呢？
Why should we proceed in this manner?
因为现在科技发达。
Because now there are technological advancements.
有很多慕道者来我们教会之前，他先要去 Google 去找一下。
A lot of church seekers will Google us.
但如果你 Google 一打上真耶稣教会
，And when you Google the term True Jesus Church，
常常那个评论真耶稣教会负面的在我们教会的上面。
We will often see that the search results show some negative aspects.
就把我们归类到这个是异端了。
And that it may be described as a cult.
那为什么我们要强调相同
？Therefore, why should we emphasize the common ground？
我们跟一般基督徒有什么相同
？What similarities do we have with other Christians？
我们敬拜同一个真神。
We worship the one true God.
我们相信同一个耶稣。
We believe in one Jesus Christ.
我们用同一本圣经。
We use one Bible.
当我们强调相同的时候
，When we emphasize the similarities,
就表示我们有相同的立足点可以来讨论道理。
And we are emphasizing a common starting point to discuss the truth.
所以他不会有一个防卫的心，你们是不是异端？
This way, they will not have this defensive attitude towards a cult.
其实我们有三大相同。
There are three main similarities.
拜同一个神，相信同一个耶稣，用同一本圣经。
One God, one Lord, one Bible.
那如果我们跟回教徒、跟佛教徒，你就发现他谈论一套，我们谈论一套，没有相同的基础。
But if we were to discuss, say, with a Muslim or a Buddhist, we find that there is no common ground.
因为他是用回教的经典，他是用佛经，这个立足点不一样。
They may use different holy books，
所以就很难谈了。
And it's difficult to discuss with them.
那个我们跟基督徒在谈福音。
When we are discussing the truth with other Christians，
既然有相同的地方
，there are similarities，
所以我们就可以从圣经来讨论那不同在哪里。
And then we can use the Bible to discuss what is different。
不同就是基本教义
，which are the basic teachings。
那一般基督徒因为他强调心里相信口里承认就可以得救。
Mainstream Christianity emphasizes that if we believe in our hearts and accept with our mouths, then we
receive salvation. 所以他们对教义不是很看重。
And they don't care or concentrate on basic doctrine.
因为心里相信口里承认就得救了。
Because they think that just by believing and acknowledging it with their words, then they are saved.
所以如果我们跟一般基督徒在谈到了，我们发现差不多没有一个基督徒曾经用过约翰三章五节。
And most of them, when we talk with them, we'll find that they do not use the passage in John 3:5.
那如果我们引用约翰三章五节
，And if we use the verse in John 3:5,
这个是我们跟基督徒谈到的一定要用的一节。
This is a verse that we must use when speaking with other Christians.
如果没有用到约翰三章五节，我们就失去了最重要的一节。
If we do not use John 3:5, then we have neglected a crucial.
我们看约翰三章五节。
Gospel of John chapter 3 verse 5.
请读。
Jesus answered, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God."
这里主耶稣讲得很清楚。
Here Jesus speaks very clearly.
如果不是从水跟圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
If you're not born of the water and the Spirit, then you cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
那很多的基督徒他从来没有被教导过这一节。
A lot of Christians have never been taught this particular verse.
他只被教导罗马书第十章第十节。
They've only been taught Romans 10:10.
所以有时候我们跟一般基督徒在谈道理。
Sometimes when we are talking with other Christians,
我们就引用约翰三章五节。
Then we should use John 3:5.
然后请他读。
And ask them to read it.
那读完问他。
After they read it, then ask them.
如果一个人跟神的国没有份，他能得救吗
？If a person does not have a part in the kingdom of God, can they be saved？
这个他读过了，他一定会笑说：“这个跟神的国没有份，当然是不能得救啊。
”After he reads, or they read this passage, they know that if somebody does not have a part with the kingdom of God, then they cannot be saved。
那如果要跟神的国有份
，And if they want to be a part of the kingdom of God，
从水生跟从圣灵生
，They must be born of the water and the spirit。
这是两大要件。
And these are two requirements.
那这个也是真耶稣教会所强调的。
This is also what we emphasize in the True Jesus Church.
所以我们到非洲去传什么
？What do we preach in Africa?
我们不是传另外一个耶稣。
We don't preach another Jesus Christ.
我们也不是传另外一个经真神。
We don't preach another true God.
我们也不是带另外一本圣经去。
We don't bring another copy of the Bible.
这个非洲很多的地方差不多是基督教国家。
Most of the countries in Africa are Christian.
我们去传什么？
What do we preach?
传约翰三章五节。
We preach John 3:5.
他们说心里相信，口里承认就可以得救。
They say so long as we believe in our hearts and say with our words, then we are saved.
我们跟他讲阿门，你讲的对。
We say that is right.
你没有讲错啊，这是圣经的话。
These are the words of the Bible.
但这是开始。
But this is only the beginning.
比方说，要去哪里可以到旧金山？
For example, what do we, where do we need to pass by to get to San Francisco?
你怎么去旧金山？
How do we get to San Francisco?
哎，你走五号往北就对了。
Take the 5 north.
哦，对，这只是开始而已啊。
Of course, this is only the beginning.
你还要开六个小时。
You also need to drive for 6 hours.
所以心里相信，口里承认，这只是开始而已啊。
Therefore, to believe in your hearts and to acknowledge it with your words is only the beginning.
那开始就要照圣经的话。
And we start using the words of the Bible.
就是要从水生，从圣灵生。
To be born of the water and the spirit.
接受这两个很重要的步骤。
And these are two very important facets.
所以我们跟一般基督徒在传道里就是要强调相同，再来强调不同。
Therefore, when we speak with other Christians, let us first start with similarities and then go on to differences.
到最后谈到教会的时候。
Finally, when we reach the concept of church,
教会应该是最后讲。
Church should be the last thing we talk about.
谈到教会的时候有两个方法。
When we talk about church, there are two approaches.
大家可以试试看。
You can try this out.
第一个方法是我们做结论推销给他。
First, we give the conclusion and promote it.
因为我所讲的这个，所以得救的真教会只有一个，所以你一定要信这个教会。
Because of all these things I've shared with you, there is only one true church, so you must believe in this one true church.
这是一种方法。
This is one approach.
第二种方法。
Secondly,
是让他自己下结论。
It is to allow that person to come to their own conclusion.
得救需要有赦罪的洗礼。
To receive salvation, one must have the remission of sins through
God's baptism. 得救一定要有圣灵。
We need the Holy Spirit.
教会只有一个。
There is only one church.
那这个重要的教义讲完
After we speak of these important doctrines,
那请问哪里去找这个教会
Where do we go and find this church?
你自己下结论
Come to your own conclusion.
那我们常常发现对一个比较有思想的人来说
And we will find that for those who are more reflective,
我们替他下结论要推销给他有时候很难
It may be more challenging to give them the conclusion.
但是当我们把这个要件根据圣经都讲得很清楚
But if we discuss all these requirements very clearly based on the Bible,
让他自己来下一个结论
and let them draw their own conclusion,
那个时候他是从心里面已经服了，顺服。
Then they will be satisfied in their hearts.
那这样的话，这个信仰就会变成他的。
And it will be their own faith.
因为是他自己下结论了。
Because they came to their own conclusion.
他就不容易离开这个教会。
And it won't be difficult. They won't leave the church.
因为是他自己下结论了。
Because they came to their own conclusion.
所以我们在做这个个人布道工作。
When we are engaging in personal evangelism.
我们知道布道有三大题目。
And we know that in evangelism there's three main areas.
第一个神。
First God.
第二个罪。
Sin.
第三个救。
Salvation.